Is a BBC international correspondent Pete Ross. Pete, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. Top of mind, not only in South Africa, not only in the UK, but around the world, is still the COVID-19 pandemic. Some record number of daily cases being seen in the United States. Western Europe still in the grips of the pandemic. Just give us a overview, a global perspective of what's been happening, some of the, particularly the developments in the research, particularly over vaccines.
Yeah, well, there is some good news about vaccines. But first thing I'd like to talk about this morning is our newspapers here in the UK, both yesterday and this morning, are filled with stories of Christmas being saved. It's the news that Boris, our Prime Minister Boris Johnson, is going to stand up later this afternoon and say that lockdown restrictions are going to be eased. Now, you might remember that at the moment that the country, or at least England, is currently going through strict lockdown restrictions until the 2nd of December. And there's been a lot of, you know, chatter amongst folks going whether those restrictions are going to be lifted on the 2nd of December or whether they're going to be extended. And of course, in many people's minds, the front of many people's minds is what's going to happen about Christmas. Mm. Now, it seems that there is going to be some good news. The announcement was potentially going to be made last week, but it seems that because the Prime Minister wants to speak to people at, you know, Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland and what's going on in Wales, and to just get everyone all on the same page, that this delay has been pushed back. But we're expecting to find out today that restrictions are going to be lifted again on the 2nd of January. Now, what we're being told that will mean is that good news for those that want to go out and buy Christmas presents, non-essential shops are going to reopen. Also good news for those that like to go out and about and have a drink, because pubs will open again. But we're waiting to find out on that news. But I think most people very, very positive and very, very happy about that, because, you know, they feel that this has been dragging on. And, you know, they want to see their families. Also, of course, we've got to remember, just really quickly, before you come in and ask me about that vaccine, you've got to remember, we've got to remember that people, you know, have been going through this for a long time, and they want to get out and shop again. And so we're just going to wait and see what happens today, basically. But you were asking me about vaccines.
I would firstly want to ask you about it. It must seem as if it's a really, really calculated political message that Boris Johnson wants to give. Yes, by returning Christmas, he could stand to, like, you know, win within the popularity polls. But if it backfires, if there seems to be a surge post-Christmas in the weeks after people start migrating back to and from the homes, and we see a surge, particularly in the UK, this could be quite politically damaging for him too.
Well, yeah, but you can also argue that it's politically damaging for him if he continues with these very restrictive measures. It seems that there is a sort of growing number of MPs within his own party that are just not happy about these lockdown regulations. So it's been argued that perhaps he's given the country a little bit of a break over Christmas to get that pressure off his back, as it were, from those MPs that just are not very happy. So we'll just have to wait and see on with it. But it seems that we are going to have some good news. Of course, you've got to remember the vaccine isn't going to take a holiday. So critics of any easing of these restrictions will say, well, yeah, it might be all very well that we're all going to sort of whiz around the country, get to see granny and sit around big Christmas tables, big Christmas dinner tables, enjoying our food with family. But as I said, the virus doesn't take a holiday. We will see infection rates go up, I'm sure, because of the increased numbers of people moving around. But I guess that's a gamble the government is willing to take because, well, one, maybe because of the political pressure, and two, just because, well, you could argue that the country needs a boost, and seeing your family, seeing your gran you haven't seen for 6 months, it will maybe fortify us for the next few months before we get to hopefully some good news about a vaccine.
Well, we wait and hear to see what will happen in South Africa as well. But we move on to the Huawei trial. One of the senior management leaders of the Chinese telecoms company Huawei was arrested, the chief financial officer, in fact. She is trying to avoid extradition from Canada to the United States.
That's right. Now, Huawei has been in the headlines a lot in the last few months, if not the last couple of years, ever since the US decided that it posed a bit of a national security risk. And other countries have kind of increasingly been going along with that assessment. You might remember here in the UK, Huawei won the contract to be involved with the rollout of 5G networks across the country. Subsequently, Prime Minister Boris Johnson's rode back on that a little bit restricting, allowing Huawei to have some involvement, but less involvement than was initially agreed. Now, the things kind of really, you know, I think Huawei came to the public consciousness partly because of this case or around that time. We're talking here about the CFO, the chief financial officer of Huawei, and also the daughter of the founder of the company. She was flying into Canada back at the end of 2018 into Vancouver Airport, where she was detained by Canadian authorities because she was wanted on charges of fraud from the US. Now, subsequently, a Canadian court decided the following year in 2019, she needed to be extradited to the US, and that decision was appealed, and we're in court today carrying on with more witness testimony. That started last week, and we're going to hear more of it today and over the coming days in this week as she appeals that decision. But you'll remember at the time it caused quite a big international incident. There was a sort of tit-for-tat response from China. Two Canadian men were detained on what they said were espionage charges just shortly after Meng Zheng was detained. And it's just more of Huawei getting itself into the headlines, perhaps not for the reasons that it would want.
Pete Ross, BBC correspondent, thanks so much for joining us. Joins us every Monday. Thanks so much.